The Great Physician by Virginia Brandt Berg.
I have been asked why I speak so much about the Lord's healing. Well, I don't wonder that you ask that question if you're not familiar with the Lord's healing yourself, but I could answer that there are many reasons. Of course, one principal reason is that God's word is full of healing. The ministry of Jesus Christ was so filled with healing. Page after page in the word is about his healing the sick. There are examples such as the nobleman's son and the woman who touched the hem of his garment. I talk about healing a great deal because I believe it glorifies the Lord. It makes Christ very real to you when you depend upon him for physical things and you make him your great physician. Now, that doesn't mean that one cannot be healed by a doctor. I believe in doctors. And I know that there have been many, many thousands of people who doctors have brought through to health. I believe there's healing when one obeys the laws of nature. But I wonder if you've ever thought about those dear souls who the doctor has told that there's no hope for healing for them. I wonder if you've ever thought about those who have had to consider that without something miraculous happening, death is sure for them. I wonder if you've thought about them and had pity and mercy upon them, because that was my case. I came to the end of everything that man could do. The doctors told me they couldn't do anything more for me at all, and so I turned to the Lord Jesus Christ after my husband had brought me to Jesus and I was born again. Then I took him as my healer, and he did what no man can do. I've seen many people wonderfully healed who went on living in health and usefulness for the Lord. I've also read of many wonderful miracles of healing. God's Word is a miraculous book. I don't see how you could read the Bible and not believe in miracles. Someone has said that divine healing has its foundation in the cross, its authority in the Scriptures, its operation on the Godward side through the Holy Spirit, its operation on the manward side through prayer, faith, and the name of Jesus. Divine healing is also to call the attention of the unbeliever to Christ who saves. God's word says, skin for skin, all that a man has he will give for his life. And it is true. Because I've known people who never would have received the Lord if it hadn't been that they came seeking healing. I remember a meeting in a Baptist church years ago in Santa Cruz. There was a man who had ridiculed us and made all sorts of sarcastic remarks about a woman speaker. But then he was stricken with cancer. When we went back there the next time, he was seeking help, which no man could give him. No one could help him. His case was hopeless, and it was through that physical need that he sought God's help, and he was saved. He was truly born again, and thank God, he was also healed. You must begin with God's Word. You must believe the Bible to be the Word of God. God has honored it above his name, and you make no mistake when you do the same. You have exalted above all things your name and your word. If we do not believe that Scripture is given by inspiration and is profitable, then God's message to our heart and life will be meaningless. There's so much in Scripture about the Lord's healing. God's word says, "The Lord Jesus Christ is the author and finisher of our faith." The Bible declares him to be the Son of God with power. Faith appropriates him as such, and the Holy Spirit reveals him to the trusting heart. Someone has said there are two streams of blessings that flow from the cross, one for the soul, the other for the body. Even as David said, "Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, and who healeth all thy diseases." Jesus said, "He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." Let's not ignore the first part of this text. The works that I do shall he do also. The soul's needs come first, but the atonement made provision for your bodily needs too. Luther was right in saying that the miracle of grace in the heart is far above any physical miracle. But along with this, he assigned the Bible miracles their proper place in the development of faith. Look to Jesus today. He's so willing, he's so loving, he's so gracious, and he's willing to touch you. I love this old song. "There comes a wondrous message when my hopes are growing dim. I can hear it through the darkness, like some sweet and far-off hymn. Nothing is too hard for Jesus. No man can work like him. When my frame is worn with sickness, and with tears my eyelids swim, I can hear the promise ringing, like some sweet and heavenly hymn. Nothing is too hard for Jesus. No man can work like him. And when my way is closed in darkness and my foes are fierce and grim, still it sings above the conflict, like some glad, victorious hymn. Nothing is too hard for Jesus. No man can work like him. And when my heart is crushed with anguish and the waters reach the brim, faith can hear the mighty chorus like some mighty battle hymn. Nothing is too hard for Jesus. No man can work like him. Oh, let us claim the mighty promise. Let us light the torches dim. Let us join the mighty chorus. Let us swell the glorious hymn. Nothing is too hard for Jesus. No man can work like him." And that sweet old song. Keep on believing, Jesus is here. Keep on believing, there's nothing to fear. Keep on believing, this is the way. Faith in the night as well as the day. Hold on. Keep on believing. Don't let anybody discourage you. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your heart buried in his precious word. Remember, he's still on the throne, and prayer changes things.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.